This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The centre has invoked emergency powers under the Essential Commodities Act 1955 to ensure regulated availability, steady supply and equitable distribution of petroleum, petroleum products and natural gas. Meanwhile, BJP MP Tejaswi Surya has said the government has taken adequate measures to safeguard the country's energy security amid the evolving situation in West Asia. He said Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Puri is personally monitoring the developments on a daily basis.
The government has taken adequate measures to address the energy security of the country. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas is personally monitoring the situation every day as it unfolds. I would like to assure the people of Karnataka, especially the Hoteliers Association of Karnataka, as well as other people, that the priority right now would be to address the domestic consumption of people, taking care of the other CNG and LNG needs of the country.
The government has directed oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This comes amid the current geopolitical situation, disrupting fuel and LPG supply. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced a 25-day interbooking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. The Election Commission of India has held a poll preparedness meeting with the State Chief Electoral Officer, Nodal Officer of the State Police and Central Reserve Police Force in Kolkata this morning. The Commission is now holding a meeting with the Chief Secretary, DGP and other senior officers of the Government of West Bengal, which will be followed by interaction with the booth-level officers and a press conference. The full bench of the ECI, including the Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar, arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening to review poll preparedness ahead of assembly elections in West Bengal. Yesterday, the full bench of the Commission held meetings with recognized national and state political parties to gather suggestions for the electoral process. The Rajya Sabha today began its proceedings with the Union Ministers tabling the reports of various ministries and departments. Members of the House also tabled the reports of the parliamentary committees in the House. During 0 hour, TMC MP Derek O'Brien demanded a discussion on special intensive revision, SIR, carried out by the Election Commission in various states, including West Bengal. The Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, also demanded a debate on electoral reforms in the House. Amid sloganeering, the opposition walked out of the House. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said the opposition does not want actual debate inside the House. He also condemned the opposition for raising the issue of SIR inside the House, even after the discussion on electoral reforms had already happened. The National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has withdrawn the social science textbook Part 2 for 8th grade, which contained Chapter 4 titled The Role of Judiciary in Our Society. In a public apology issued this morning, the NCERT said the entire book has been withdrawn and is not available. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed greetings to all personnel of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, on their raising day today. The Vice President said CISF's dedication, professionalism and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation's critical infrastructure and public institutions are truly commendable. The Prime Minister said their unwavering commitment to duty contributes greatly to India's security and progress. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. At the same time, he predicted that the conflict could end sooner than expected. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Trump said American forces had already inflicted serious damage on Iran's Air Force and Navy and suggested the war could conclude well within the initial four-week time frame he had outlined. And with that, we end this news bulletin.